Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I've got that parlay working with Jazz Chisholm. He needs a hit. And Jake Berger needs a ding-dong. Jazz got a hit. He doubled. So now we need a little Berger ding-dong. At some point. What's the score of the Marlins game right now?
4-2, Solana? Right? Right, Jimmy? 4-2?
4-2?
Correct, 4-2.
5 o'clock hour here is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. There's a little Funky Buddha tap room here at the Amerant Bank Arena, which is where I am this afternoon for another hour. And right across from Pantherland, if you're coming to the game tonight or you're coming to the game on Saturday, stop by, get yourself a little Funky Buddha, enjoy some hockey, some delicious beer, and the time of your life.
Nothing better.
Panthers can clinch a playoff berth tonight.
Yes, sir.
Just beat the Islanders. That's all you need to do. What about the Marlins? What's their magic number?
162.
All right. I'm just checking. I also have another parlay. If you were listening earlier, I have the Marlins to win and the Panthers to win. So Solana has already started the baseball season with a loss.
Hey, I'm over it already. I'm done.
That's it?
I'm done.
You checked out?
I'm done with baseball. Give me the NBA and NHL playoffs.
Zach Krantz texted me during Doug Plagan's interview and said, is this guy a serial killer? He goes to baseball games, doesn't have a morsel of food to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bizarre, right?
It's not my way of seeing a baseball game. I like to enjoy the food at a stadium. Not just baseball, but any sporting event. Like, I like to enjoy the food at the stadium. There's something about it for me. He was saying to me off the air, he's like, yeah, we find a place. And then he's like, and then after the game, we'll go out to another place. He's like, but we don't eat during the game.
Plagan strikes me as very straight edge, though, right? Doesn't drink a lot, maybe
right.
A beer every
and
now and
also,
then.
Also, I think he's very regimented
right.
As well. So, like, if his thing is to eat before and after the game, I don't think he strays from that very
he's
often.
He's told us before, though, if he goes to an Italian restaurant, he wants a meal. Like, he wants a chicken parmesan
right.
Because he wants something heavy. So he doesn't seem like the grazing type. But, Hawk, I go to a Marlins game at Lone Depot Park. You're going to catch me at the Budweiser bar for like 3 to 4 innings at least. And I'm taking down a couple brewskis. And then I'm hungry. Now I got to sober up a little bit.
Even if you're not hungry, though, at a baseball game, got to have some peanuts. Mm-hmm. Got to have some maybe a slice of za.
Yeah.
Hot dog, glizzy, yeah. You know. Got to kind of make the rounds.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Speaking of ballpark food, so if you follow Darren Revelle on Twitter, he always tweets out all the different ballpark specialties that, you know, are unveiled for the season. I'm looking at some of these. At Diamondbacks games this season, the apple pie chimichanga.
Bro, that looks fire, man.
Crispy tortilla loaded with apple pie filling, topped with vanilla frozen yogurt. Now, why would you top it with yogurt and not ice cream?
No, there's ice cream in there, though.
It says vanilla frozen yogurt.
You're right.
Why wouldn't you do? Because apple pie goes with ice cream.
But,
like, why would you do vanilla frozen yogurt?
I'm looking at the picture here. That's a scoop of ice cream, bro.
It says frozen yogurt.
I realize what it says, Hawk, but I know a scoop of ice cream when I see one. That's a scoop of ice cream.
caramel sauce, whipped cream, Cracker Jack, and strawberries. I don't know how you could eat that at a ballpark, though. That's like, you need a table. You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, put it on your lap. The chimichanga, you kind of eat like a burrito, almost.
At Mets games this year, Mets Championship Burger, a Pat LaFrieda, I guess he's a chef, Pat LaFrieda. He's the CEO of Pat LaFrieda Meats. A Pat LaFrieda dry-aged beef patty, Maine lobster seafood salad, lobster fondue, charred lemon on a fennel brioche bun.
That's cutesy.
Now, how about this one? At Phillies games this year, they have the fastball freeze, frozen lemonade in a fishbowl. So it's a big glass fishbowl, and there's just a bunch of frozen lemonade in there. You know.
I like
that, share that, though. You got to share that. Who wants to share a lemonade with someone?
Nah, I like that. I like the frozen lemonade at a ball game. And
but
now they're making it a little classy.
Classy.
It's a little classier, Hawk.
It's classier?
Yeah.
In a fishbowl.
It's like you're at Sugar in South Beach.
I don't know if you saw at the White Sox games. This one was kind of going viral. The campfire milkshake. 16-ounce milkshake, chocolate milkshake, topped with graham crackers and toasted marshmallows.
Yeah.
But the picture makes it look unbelievable.
It looks fire.
That does look good.
Yeah. Doesn't that look good?
It does.
But that looks really good.
It also looks like by the sixth inning, I'm going to miss the rest of the game.
Also, like, go order that at the White Sox game. I guarantee you it doesn't look anything like that picture. Right? There's no way. There's no way that it comes out looking like that picture.
The marshmallows are perfectly roasted.
Yeah, it's just like there's no chance that it looks like that.
They've got the cutesy little like chocolate covering on the outside of the cup. It
My
looks
guess,
perfect.
Right? Yeah, like it, yeah. My guess is you get that at a White Sox game. They give you a bottle of Yoo-Hoo and a handful of marshmallows out of a bag.
Here, take it.
Right.
And you know, Hawk, you're ordering that. The person that's taking your order kind of just rolls their eyes like,
right. Like, oh,
all right.
This jackass. Yeah. Just what I want to be doing. I want to fire up a graham cracker milkshake.
Bro, is a 16-ounce milkshake ever a good idea? Period.
Just, yeah. There's a lot right, but a lot wrong.
The best way to take down a milkshake is in a styrofoam cup, like they 100%. Do with the Mark-like milkshake. So they're not getting cutesy with the cup. Here's your styrofoam cup. Here's your milkshake. Here's your straw. Go enjoy it.
Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on opening day. See what's going on in the world of sports, Solana.
Yeah, driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Florida Panthers, as Hawk mentioned, can clinch a playoff berth. I feel like we didn't know that and we hadn't mentioned
it.
Because there's no doubt they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, right. They can clinch, but, you know, it's not like it's down to the last three games of the season and you're figuring out all the machinations. Like, the Panthers are making the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to play the Islanders tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop. I know Hawk has mentioned it a couple times today, but you'll get a puck on the way out of the arena.
That's right. Well, 2010's night, you get the 2010 puck.
Hey, we've got NCAA tournament Sweet 16 action tonight. I don't
That's
know if,
right.
if you realize that.
That's
but
right. I did.
You get
someone had texted in. They're like, how do you not have Lee Sterling on today? You have opening day baseball. You have Panthers tonight. You have Sweet 16. And we kind of whiffed.
Lee's probably at the game.
He might be.
He strikes me as opening day guy. He's got to be there.
He might be.
Arizona plays Clemson at that 7 on CBS. UConn plays San Diego State. Hawk, a rematch of last year's championship game in the Sweet 16 this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching the Panthers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not staying for the game. I'm going home. I'm going to watch the game on my couch. I'm going to listen maybe the Marlins radio broadcast on the ride home because I get out of here at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll still be going on because I got to hear a Jake Berger ding-dong.
Yeah.
Be a nice little payday for me.
UNC plays Alabama tonight at 9:30, and then Iowa State plays Illinois. That's the late game, 10 p.m. on TBS and True TV. Bro, bunch of ACC teams in the Sweet 16. You have Clemson, UNC, obviously a one seed. You've got NC State. You've got Duke, all in the Sweet 16.
Orioles are beating the Angels right now, 8-1. Would you like an MLB scoreboard?
Please. Delight me.
Astros beating the Yankees right now, 4-0. Tigers beating the White Sox, 1-0. Twins, 2-1 over the Royals. Reds beating up on the Nationals, 7-0 in the fourth.
Jax must be thrilled.
Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani up 5-1 in the fourth on the Cardinals.
Yeah, I did see first inning, bottom of the first, and the entire top of the order just got on base, got runs real quick for the Dodgers. They're going to be unfair all season.
Got the Marlins beating the Pirates 4-2. Rays and Blue Jays tied at 1, bottom of the fifth. A lot of action still coming up tonight.
All right. Marlins right
fun.
Now. It was.
Wasn't that fun?
It sounded like a real sports show for a
didn't
second.
Didn't it? Uh-huh. Like, if you accidentally tuned in, you're like, wait, what's going on here?
Hey, did you see who threw out the first pitch tonight for the or today for the Marlins?
Wasn't it Jake Paul? Wasn't it supposed to be Jake Paul? Or
no.
Was he just there?
I think I didn't see Jake Paul, but he didn't. This is shocking to me. Neymar threw out the first pitch tonight.
How'd they swing that?
Crazy to me. Hawk, he was at the Heat game courtside, and then he's throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game here in Miami. Like, I was not expecting that at all.
Huh.
It's a big get, though, right?
But yeah.
But usually, opening day in Miami, you would get somebody that has to do with Miami, wouldn't you? Or am I off on that?
Right, yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. I think just the biggest star that you can get, why not?
If you can get Neymar, you get Neymar.
Like,
but,
why not?
Right. Oh, man, spent a lot of time in Miami.
Mike Cugno tweeted out, and a friend of mine who's at the game texted me, so they had a flyover today, you know, the Marlins for opening day. They had a flyover, but the roof was closed.
Huh.
So Mike Cugno, he tweeted out a picture. He caught the flyover because he was caught in traffic.
Way to be on time, Mike. Yeah, how does that work? You get the flyover.
Like, why bother?
Interesting.
They probably show it on the screen.
Right, but then why really do it?
I mean,
you might as well do it CGI.
That makes sense.
You play the sound. show it on the video board. Doesn't actually happen. The Miami Heat, they'll be in action tomorrow versus the Portland Trailblazers at the Kaseya Center. Final game of a 4-game homestand. That'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off. Looks like Jimmy Butler will be back. Kevin Love is probable. Tyler and Duncan are still out.
The Royals this season have a back-to-blue burger.
Yes.
You know, they're blue, the Kansas City Royals. It's one of their colors. Blue buns. Have you seen this?
I have.
Blue buns. It's topped with blue cheese crumbles, bacon, lettuce, and buffalo aioli.
It looks fire, man.
I don't know. Do you want to eat a burger with a completely blue bun?
Yeah, it doesn't look great, the bun being blue, but you're telling me that you get to just go down on a burger with a little extra something on it? It looks appetizing, honestly. It does.
Hmm.
Bro, you've got to follow Carrie Steele.
I think I follow
K-A-R-I.
Her. K-A-R-I. She does all the stadium foods.
Right. She's an MLB stadium food reporter.
Which is my dream job.
It's unbelievable. You know, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, one of the minor league teams.
Yeah.
They have a churro sundae that will be available at ballpark, she was tweeting out.
You know, churro Oreos are coming out or are already out.
Huh. Yeah. the new rainbow cookie egg roll.
You know, that one struck me as a little odd. That's at the Mets games. Yeah, I don't know, like, rainbow cookie? Eh. I kind of, like, give me a chocolate chip cookie. Now I got to have a rain. I don't even know what a rainbow cookie is. And it's you know, like, deep fried with like, a crust. Like, I don't know.
That's an Italian staple, though, the rainbow cookie. She also posted.
Because I always pass those rainbow cookies. I would never eat that.
I love the rainbow cookies. They're usually really.
Your family's kind of Italian. You said your dad loves bocce ball. Like, if you're eating the rainbow cookies and your dad loves bocce ball, you're kind of Italian.
Yeah. At Red Sox games, a 1 pound chocolate chip cookie. 1 pound chocolate chip cookie.
We went, it was either last summer or the summer, I think it was the summer before, we went to Toronto for the summer, me, my wife, my son, and we went to a Blue Jays game. Remember, we met up with Rob Pizzola there.
Right.
So at the Blue Jays game, we got a, I don't know, I don't think it was a pound, maybe it was, of cookie dough. They were selling cookie dough. It was like a little kiosk.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was cookie dough, and it was way too much cookie dough for, like, because I look at that 1 pound cookie and I'm like, you know what? I think that's cute for the first few bites, but I think it ends up being too much. The cookie dough was ridiculous. It was like, I couldn't eat another spoonful. It was just kind of gross.
Some people just gnaw on cookie dough all day, though.
I love cookie dough, but it was, yeah? You know, at a baseball game and you're just like shoveling it in with a spoon. It was a little too much.
How about this? Maybe you're not in the mood to actually eat a glizzy, right? But you're headed to the ballpark, and you just want a little taste of hot dog. 7-Eleven has announced.
It's an April Fool's, by the way.
Is it for sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think it's been confirmed that it's an April Fool's joke.
All right. Well, you go buy yourself some hot dog water.
7-Eleven.
Okay. Hold out hope that you're going to be able to guzzle down a hot dog water.
I mean, you just hip drop tackled me right in the middle of a story.
Well, how could you not know that, like.
But let me read the story. Let me read the story.
I'm sorry.
And then come in and be like, oh, it's an April Fool's joke.
Sorry about that.
I mean, you just took my legs out right from under me, man.
I'm sorry.
7-Eleven announced a new sparkling water that tastes like their Big Bite hot dogs. And yes, it is an April Fool's joke. Thank you, Hawk.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to be a buzzkill.
I know. Sometimes my timing's off.
I would have tried it, though. I was kind of looking forward to it.
They have at Yankee Stadium this year, fried Zeppelis in a helmet.
Is there anything new at Lone Depot Park? Do you remember?
So there is one. You know, Kerry Steele posted on Twitter, and I don't really understand it, but at Lone Depot Park it says, new Gator chili as a topping for hot dogs and nachos at Marlins. And it says, comes in a Gator-shaped hot dog holder. So I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. You can't even really get a good look at it.
So you can top your hot dog with Gator chili?
There's no way they're selling Gator chili.
Like, why? And that is that like a Miami thing, I guess? Just because there's alligators? Yeah, I guess so.
An Everglades thing. I guess Crowder was telling us, though, there's a couple places that sell Gator in South Florida.
No, I've had Gator bites before, but I'm like, I don't, when I think of Miami, like, I would think of, like, you know, a key lime milkshake.
Yeah.
Or stone crab something. But I guess, you know, for most people in the country, alligators are not a part of everyday life. They
right.
are down here. So Gator chili on top of your glizzy. All right.
Gator chili as a topping for hot dogs and nachos.
Somebody texts in, I was wondering if Hawk hits this parlay today, would that put him back in the black? No. I will have to hit the Powerball.
Did you play, by the way? Did you play? Did anybody win?
The Mega Millions?
The Mega Millions?
Yeah, somebody won, and it was not me.
A jerk. Screw that guy. Screw that person, man.
Guy's a jerk.
Dweeb. Bro, this was an interesting story too. So, remember Alex Rodriguez was trying to buy the Timberwolves, be a majority owner.
April Fool's joke.
A-Rod's trying to be the majority owner of the Timberwolves. And today or late last night, T-Wolves, the governor, Glenn Taylor, announced the team is no longer for sale. And that A-Rod and his partner, Mark Lore, their option to acquire the controlling interest in the Wolves and the Lynx has expired.
Right. They can hit the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they had a certain date. They had to either, you know, consummate the deal or ask for an extension. They didn't do so.
I think they had already.
The guy's like, you know what? Not selling it.
I think they had already asked for an extension, though.
Oh.
I think they already had the extension. But it's bizarre, right? Because you have A-Rod coming straight from the DR with his nice, fresh tan sitting courtside, talking as a representative of the Timberwolves. And then 3 weeks later, oh, sorry.
Hit
see
the bricks.
Ya. See ya. I think he's still a minority owner, but it doesn't hit the same. All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in Miami right now. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, very good. We're at Amerant Bank Arena. You got Panthers hockey tonight. Marlins right now are up 4-2 over the Pirates in the bottom of the fifth. Everybody, of course, still waiting on a Jake Berger ding-dong. When I say everybody, I mean me and my parlay. But we'll keep an eye on that. Ed Jovanovski is scheduled to join us in the next segment, which is pretty cool. They're celebrating the 2010s tonight here at the Panthers game. And he was back on the team then. You remember his first run with the Panthers was part of that Stanley Cup 90s team, but he was back in the 2010s. And you watch him on Bally Sports Florida on all the broadcasts. So Ed Jovanovski scheduled to join us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The only reason anyone knows Ron Washington's name is because he did cocaine.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you can stop by Funky Buddha Tap Room right across from Pantherland. Have yourself a nice little libation. Tonight is 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena, and all fans in attendance are going to get a 2010's puck on the way out. I keep mentioning, they're not giving it to you on the way in, because that would be dumb. They're going to give it to you on the way out, and then you can add it to your Anniversary Series puck collection. Keith Yandel, Sean Thornton, going to bang the drum pregame. And then Ed Jovanovsky is going to participate in the ceremonial puck drop. And he is sitting here with us. By the way, little programming note. So Panthers pregame show tonight on television will be on Bally Sports Sun, because the Marlins had the 4 p.m. start, and they're on Bally Sports Florida. And then the Panthers game, you can listen to it here on 560. If you want to watch it, it's going to be on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida. And a member of the broadcast team, Ed Jovanovsky, is here with us right now. Of course, he played for the Panthers late 90s, which was a great era. I want to talk to you about that. Stanley Cup team, of course. And then Jovo went on to return to the Panthers in the 2010s, and that is the celebration going on tonight. So in your hockey memories, I'll include your years as a broadcaster, because last year was pretty special, but in your hockey memories, the year of the Rat, does anything top that?
That's pretty high up there. You know, just as a player, I mean, obviously living through that as a teenager was pretty wild. I wish I knew a little bit more about
life
now running that show back in those days. But I tell you what, going through last year, just being a broadcaster and doing that side of things, just the excitement around the team, it felt like it was playing, especially with the heat, the way, you know, they were playing. It was the buzz around town was unbelievable. Just kind of living it through the guys and be able to close eye on it, going to every game. Part of it was, as much as you're a player and you're that excited, now that, you know, that's kind of in the past and we're in the present now and seeing what this team has done over the last handful of years, kind of the progression of this group, it was pretty special.
So that's shocking to me, because I thought for sure you're a player, you're the Rat, was like that. I mean, so monumental in my head and Panthers fans' heads, and there's so many great videos from that. What about winning a gold medal? Didn't you win a gold medal with Canada?
Yeah, 2002. That was
that the highlight? Is that
yeah?
The, is
I
that
mean,
like yeah. I mean, you can't
right.
Hard to top winning a gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, we all play this game for the ultimate, you know, prize, right? Win the Stanley Cup and like 96, obviously four wins away from doing it. Had some great teams in Vancouver that had potential to be a contender. But for me, yeah, being selected to that team in 2002, you know, you're coming together so quick as a group, right? There's not much time. And to come together quick and you know, to win this gold medal, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I think it was 50 years to the date that Canada won their last gold medal.
Wow.
You know, so that was, it was pretty special. And, you know, the kids were all young at that age, and that was a pretty special moment for
you ever wear it out? You ever go out to dinner? Jovo lives in Boca, as I do. So you ever?
I wear it to the bar.
Yeah, I mean, would you ever like? Would you ever wear the gold medal anywhere?
No, but it, you know, kids when they find out or buddies find out that, you know, gold medal winner in the Olympics, they always want to see it show their kids, and the kids are so like in awe by it. But yeah, it's a special piece that I have.
You have it in the house?
I have it in the house, yeah.
Yeah, I got to come visit your house, because I've never seen a gold medal. Solana, have you ever seen a gold medal? Like in person, an actual gold medal?
Never seen a gold medal in person. No, I have not.
Yeah, can I come over and see it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
No Solana, you want to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll meet up anytime soon.
We'll meet out somewhere and I'll wear it. We might get in quicker.
Have you ever worn it anywhere?
No.
Never once.
No.
Since you won the gold medal, this is years ago, you've only, what, kept it in a display case or something?
It's not even in a display case because I moved around so much.
Don't tell me it's in like a sock drawer.
No, I have it. I have it tucked away in a spot where no one can find it.
So it's not on display in your house?
No.
The only
medal that I had on display, I was hanging up my jerseys, and my World Junior Championships gold medal, I had kind of framed, pinned to the jersey in the case. But I felt like the gold medal, Canadian jersey, I felt putting that in there. I don't know if I sleep well or when I'm out of town, kind of having that,
right,
you know, kind of sitting there. So I have it in a treasured spot where it's safe. But, you know, to be honest, other than putting it on, other than the night we were kind of crowned gold medal champs, it really hasn't been on. You know, my sons here today, I mean, they kind of played around with it a little bit, but other than that, it kind of sits around.
It's like a good, like a Halloween thing or something. You throw on your dad's gold medal.
Yeah,
you go
the rings that go along. And they give you a ring as well on that, and the World Cup rings. I got a handful of Canadian hockey rings, but, you know, they're kind of...
Solana, your dad have anything that compares to a gold medal?
Just, you know, a really, really nice gold ashtray that he uses to put out his cigarettes. That's about it, Jovi.
Well, yeah, different lives. Ed Jovanovski is with us here at 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. Talk to me a little bit about this season. So they lose Tuesday night to Boston, and I thought that was kind of a crushing loss. I've talked to a couple people since. We had Doug Plagans on earlier, Josh Pell. I just hated that loss because you're up late and you're up a goal and you end up losing. And I don't know, is, you know, Plagans was saying to me, hey, you're putting way too much stock in a Tuesday night loss to a really good team, and you don't give it a second thought. Do you?
Do you have the Panthers in the under that game?
I did not have the Panthers in the under. What did I have in that game, though, Solana? I had something that bothered me on that game.
You look at that game, it had playoff flavor. I mean, it was just physical guys after scrums, little face wash here and there. It always ends to be, you know, happen this way where these delay of game penalties end up in your net. It was an unfortunate play. You can see they battle back. Carter Verhaeghe again in the third period, finding a way to give the Panthers the lead. And then with five or so minutes left, it's kind of that play, you know, just along the boards, an innocent play that unfortunately goes over the glass, and they seem to end up in your net all the time. And then you look at, you know, the fourth goal. This is where the game was going to be won, in that blue paint area. Boston is a team that, you know, floods that area, and then they throw everything to the net. But you can look at that game as being frustrated, you know, over it, because the Panthers, I felt, were the better team in that game. But I agree with the other guys. It's no reason to, you know, think otherwise. I think this team is well-positioned, obviously heading into the playoffs. You want to fine-tune your game, and you want to have somewhat in a role. You're not going to win every game rolling into the playoffs. But from top to bottom, this team is solid.
You don't have any kind of worries over the last 5-6 games where you go, weird time of year to stumble. Again, everyone that I've said this to has said to me, no, you're insane. But it does feel like a little bit of a stumble here right at the end of the season when it was an almost flawless season.
Right, but you almost want to take those right now if they're so-called stumbles. I think one area you possibly want to clean up is these late game, kind of give the team the opportunity to get back in the game, which they've had. They've kind of lost a couple leads where they're in position to win. New York, which is a very good team, you know, up late, kind of, you know, let that one get away in a shootout. And then obviously this last one, Boston. But I think if you look at the finer points of the game, The team is solid, doing a lot of the right things. And sometimes the bounces go your way, that go your way, don't go your way, and they find themselves losing. But I think from top to bottom, I think the coaching staff really likes where this team is right now. They're very deep. They can play any which way you want. You want to run and gun, they can play that way. You want to play physical, and they can tighten it up. And that's where we've seen so much growth with this team, is they found ways to really bury teams. And then if the game is close, they find ways to win that game. And if they're up a goal late, they find ways to close out teams. And I think that's maybe slipped away a little bit of late. But when you're playing teams that are still fighting for playoff position, teams that are out of playoff position, playing relaxed, really don't care, nothing really on the line other than pride and possibly playing for contracts, it could be tough. But I think playing meaningful games, and you heard a lot of players talk about that last game, San Reiner especially, you know, these games are huge. So you want to win these games. And I like the comment Marie said, if you don't win the game, just throw it out. But if you win the game, you feel really good about yourself moving on. But I think overall, in the big picture, with this many games left, the team's got to feel good at where they are.
I love Paul Maurice. I didn't know that I loved Paul Maurice till really the Stanley Cup series last year, when I got to really witness his dry wit. I didn't know much about him, And I have fallen in love with that guy. Do you like his coaching style? Is that the kind of coach you would have liked to have played for?
Yeah, he's a player's coach. You can see the guys really respect him. And I think the game has really changed in that era. You got to have this relationship. You're not going to be buddies, with, you know, with every single player. But, you know, coaches believe in players and their intellect on the game. So he goes ask players, and he's talked about that quite a bit, going ask players what he thinks about this, that ultimately at the end of the day he's got his – way he wants to coach the team. But he's been around a long time. He's won a lot of hockey games, and you don't stick around this league a long time, you know, without, you know, having teams in that position to do well. And the guys responded well to him. I think he's been a good fit. But yeah, I love his he's so well spoken. You know, I love the comment last game about talking about, I'm sure you heard that one about Reinhardt. It was so good.
Great.
It was so good.
Because you never see a coach break character that way. But it was like, that's something that I would say on the radio.
Right.
You know, unless you're trying to sign him, then he's a locker room cancer.
Right.
It was fun. I really enjoy him. You like this team. This team, like, you like Matthew Tkachuk. He strikes me as the kind of guy that if he's not on your team, you absolutely hate him. But if he's on your team, you just can't get enough of that guy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I played with a guy, Matt Cook, I'm sure you know. Guys hated him. But he's on your team. He always, you know, you like playing for him, but he's always finishing his checks and kind of being in your face. And that's what Matthew is. But obviously, you know, look at the talent behind him. He's just a passionate guy. And when things aren't going early on in the season, when things weren't going well offensively for him, but still getting opportunities, if you want to be a stat guy or he's taking the bodies, finishing the checks, he's starting scrums, he's kind of face-washing guys. So his passion for the game and all about team is there, and I think that's, he's got that pedigree, man. Look at his dad playing, his other brother. They all have that same kind of mentality.
So 10 games left in the season. What does Paul Maurice need to see? Or he's seen enough this season. He knows what this team is. Get through the 10 games. Figure out who we're playing in the playoffs, and let's get to the postseason.
Right. First of all, knock on wood and stay healthy. You know, and I think for this group, I think what this team has done so well is they never deviate from kind of how they play. I think they know how to play, and they're well coached that way. Their roles are so identified to each other that they go out there and they play that same way. And I think that's all you want to see. You don't want to see something special kind of day in, day out on a different level. You want your team having that consistent work ethic, consistent kind of game plan. And I think that's all you want heading into the playoffs.
Ed Jovanovsky, watch him on the Panthers broadcast. Tonight, by the way, Bally Sports Sun is where you get the pregame show. And then you'll get the game on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida. Bally Sports Florida will stick with the Marlins and their post game, and then flip over to it, and then they'll be on both. And hopefully the Panthers clinch the playoff berth tonight. Not that there's any question that they're going to the postseason, but hopefully they clinch tonight, get to get that little X by the by the name in the newspaper. That's the way I used to read it, the little newspaper scoreboard. Who's the most famous person in Boca Raton living there? Is it you, Paul Castronovo? Who else do we find, Solana? Someone said Mitchell Trubisky owns a home in Boca. I'm not necessarily certain now that that's
true.
Yeah,
I think he bought the home of someone I know.
Oh, really?
I think West Boca somewhere. And
so who's the most famous person in Boca? You, Castronovo, me, of course. Son is saying it's him.
You know, Paulie Castronovo's been there a long time. You know, I don't keep up with the celebrity status in Boca Raton, but I'm sure there's a bunch of them around. But I got to give to you're a newbie over in Boca, so Paulie's been around for a while. Let's give it to him.
All right, we'll give it to Castronovo. I got no problem with that one. You get recognized all the time in Boca?
I think it's just because I lived there so long. I think people knows me as Jovo, not Jovo the hockey player.
Because if I was you, I'd wear the hockey sweater and the gold medal. Because I mean you're not going to wait for any restaurants. I mean, you walk in with a gold medal.
Right.
I mean,
we do pretty well with the restaurants. We have that covered. We're fortunate that way. But the problem is, everywhere else we go, we're members.
So they have to treat.
So we got to, yeah, exactly. We got to cut out some memberships, maybe.
They have to treat you nice. All right, Ed Jovanovsky. Again, tonight, 2010's night at Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance, when you're leaving, will receive a 2010's puck, which is this, to commemorate the 30th, to complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection. And Jovo is going to participate in the ceremonial puck drop. Don't embarrass your son out there. You need a good ceremonial puck drop. Yeah. Don't mess it up.
I'll do my best.
Did you work on it? Do you do any practice drops? Or
I've seen enough in my day.
All right, just making sure. Ed Jovanovsky, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Hawk. Let's notch it.
See you, Solano,
tonight.
Look at
that. Later, Jovo had Solana's back off the air. He's like, "You guys are harsh on this guy,
Jovo." I
like the thick skin, buddy. I like the thick skin.
Thank you. I do you still follow soccer at all? Because next time you come on, I know you grew up playing soccer. I want to kind of dive into that a little bit.
Absolutely. We've been to a handful of games, but it's burning a hole through the pocket.
Ed Jovanovsky, we got to wrap it up here anyway. I appreciate Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer. Tomorrow, we will be live at Gulfstream Park from 2 till 6. Saturday is the Florida Derby. Big day of racing at Gulfstream on Saturday. So Crowder will be back tomorrow. We will be back at Gulfstream Park inside the Carousel Club. Thank you, Solana and Jimmy, back in the studios in Miami. And appreciate everyone who stopped by and participated in the show. Don't forget, you can hear Panthers hockey tonight with Doug Plagans right here on 560 WQAM, 7 p.m. puck drop. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Marlins. Go Panthers. We will speak with you from Gulfstream Park mañana.
You need to need. need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.